All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Mary, how can we help you?
Hi. Yeah, so I've been dating this guy for a few weeks, and I thought things were going really well, and I was kind of all excited, and, you know, then he just ghosted on me.
Okay. Can you be a little more descriptive as to what happened perhaps the last time you guys hung out?
Well, you know, we have a annual barbecue, family barbecue, and I invited him to that, and I thought everything was going really well, you know? I wanted him to meet my family, my friends, and...
Do you think he was ready for the family and friends?
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure to put on someone.
But we were getting there, you know, and it's July 4th. It's summer. Summer fun.
Yeah, uh-huh. Is he... Maybe he's like a germ freak, and he was scared of social distancing and stuff like that?
I don't know. That's pretty funny. I mean,
you got like a New York accent. Are you originally from New York by any chance?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Where was the barbecue?
In Brooklyn.
You made him go to New York for a barbecue with your family and friends.
Yeah. No, Brooklyn's fine now. It's clear of all that shit. And, you know, life's coming back. Brooklyn's the bomb.
Okay. I'm just...
Alrighty,
then. Drive hours to meet a bunch of strangers. That might be... Okay, well, I know the answer is going to be yes to this, but I'm going to ask anyway. Did you make him drive to New York by himself by any chance?
Yeah, I was there for the week. So okay, yeah. What's the big deal?
I'm just writing this down because I think I know why he's not calling you back, but who knows? We'll give him a call for you and see what he has to say. Maybe we can get another date. Maybe this time you can make him drive to Florida so he can meet, you know, your ex-boyfriend.
All right, let's call him.
Oh, we will. Second date update on the 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Mary, very nice lady. She said her and this guy Joey had a thing going on. And all of a sudden that thing is not happening because Joey's not responding to anything. And the last time they hung out, it wasn't that bad. It was a barbecue in New York with Mary's family and friends that Joey was meeting for the first time.
Okay. What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing could go wrong when you meet a bunch of random strangers and you barely know the girl that you're with anyway. Mary, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, stay quiet. We're going to call him right now, okay?
Hello.
Hi, is this Joey?
Yeah, who's this?
Joey, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I just explain to you why we're calling you? We got your phone number from somebody, and it's a good reason.
What is this, kind of like, you want like credit card information or something?
No. So listen.
Why, do you have it? I'm just kidding.
No, so I'll just make this really quick. We got your phone number from a lady who likes you. You know who she is, and I'm going to tell you her name, but she wanted us to call you. I know it sounds very high school, but she wants us to ask you on a date for her. But here's the thing. If you say yes, you can pick whatever you do for a date. So you can pick the place you want to go. You can pick, you know, if you want to do a picnic somewhere, or if you want to have food at your house or her house, whatever it is, we'll set the whole thing up and we'll pay for all of the food and the drinks. So,
I don't have to give any credit card information.
You don't. Right? No, you don't. And again, I'll tell you her name because we're not setting you up for anything crazy.
Sure. What's her name?
Okay, so her name is Mary. Apparently, you guys had a thing already, but she said that you've been avoiding her lately.
So you have been avoiding.
It's easier than trying to explain to her why, you know?
Oh, actually, so we kind of, she was telling us about the last time you guys hung out, how she made you drive to New York to meet all her family and friends.
Well, hold on. She didn't make me drive. I didn't mind the drive. You know what I mean? Nobody makes me do anything.
Okay. Was it something that happened there that made you not want to see her anymore?
You know when you meet somebody and they say you don't really know them until you hang out with their family?
Yes.
Yeah.
After that, after hanging out, I was like, this is probably for the best. We just don't see each other, you know? I just drove up, you know what I mean? I don't think she noticed I was gone. I mean, we were all kind of like pretty nice, pretty drunk, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So
I went and got myself a hotel room and slept it off and, I just drove back. I think she texted me like the day after.
Yeah.
Like at like noon. And I was like, this is fine. You know what I mean? Like if you didn't even notice I was there.
What was the reason though? What was it that you...
It wasn't even her.
Okay.
I slapped her dad.
What?
Whoa, that escalated quickly.
See how bad that sounds? See, exactly. See how terrible that sounds? He's one of those little 5'7", 5'8" guys. You know what I mean? Like they're like a little fire hydrant.
Yeah.
And the hair is all slicked. You know what I mean? Like this was in I think it was in Bay Ridge. I think it's called Bay Ridge. I think is where we were. I don't remember, but he was so Sopranos.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The entire time that we're there, just hanging out, he's like, you know when you're a guy and there's another guy who's like sizing you up or like trying to like not punk you, but let you know that you're in his territory.
Yep,
you know what I mean?
Yep. I know what you're trying to say. I just want to get to the point. Like, at what point did you feel like you needed to slap her father?
All the girls went out either to get more food or get more alcohol. I'm not sure which. So just the guys, you know, hanging out around the grill. They're all talking about, like, you know, how tough they are and this and that. And I'm not really like a tough guy. And her dad just kept needling me. And I don't know if it's because I'm taller than him or what, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he challenged me to a slap contest. Like, apparently, like they do that.
Uh-huh.
And I smacked the shit out of him. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
I mean, he asked for it, right? Mad.
Like, I kind of really smacked him. You know what I mean? Like, he spun.
Yeah, he spun. Oh. So you won the contest?
He got real quiet. I got a little nervous, and he went in the house and didn't come back out. So I kind of just left.
Okay, stop. Joey, I hate to tell you, Mary's on the... Mary, you still there? Mary's on the phone.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, Mary, at least you know it was nothing you did.
Yeah, well, that's like our family tradition to test to see what kind of guy he is, if he can protect me or if he's a bitch.
You don't mind that he slapped your dad?
How else is my father going to know if he can protect me? I'm all the way up there. My dad's in Brooklyn.
I mean, it sounds like he won. I mean, he passed the test, so...
So, it's a good thing that he slapped the shit out of your dad?
He's got to be the man to protect me. I'm daddy's little girl.
Good God.
Do you have any idea how insane that sounds?
Yeah.
I mean, Joey, you passed the test. That's a good thing, though.
I didn't want to pass any tests. This is the 21st century. You don't slap people.
Hold on. So has your father challenged other men that you've dated to slap him?
Since I'm 16.
Since you're 16?
Holy... That's weird.
Yeah. Well, you know, my dad usually wins, so I don't know how Joey won.
No, he lost this one bad. Yeah, I smacked the shit out of him. I wouldn't be able to look him in the face again if I ever saw him. I'm actually, you know, surprised I didn't get arrested.
But that's what he wanted. I mean, listen. I love how he just walked away too
and went in the house and didn't say anything to anybody. Like, that's an L right there.
He just went in the house.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I gave him a concussion. It was pretty bad.
Oh, my God. Okay, so he might have murdered your dad. Okay, Joey, would you like to see Mary one more time? Apparently, you gained her dad's approval.
I don't think so. I mean, what's next? Her mother wants me to kick her in the twat. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats too from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.